This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I recently read a novel that I absolutely loved. I cannot recommend this novel highly enough. It's called A Tale for the Time Being by Ruth Ozeki. And there was one passage in particular that I just thought was beautiful. The narrator of this passage is a teenage girl in Japan now who is very worried about several aspects of her life. And she's reflecting on a conversation she had had with her great-grandmother, who was a Buddhist nun. It's the cold fish dying in your stomach feeling. You try to forget about it, but as soon as you do, the fish starts flopping around under your heart and reminds you that something truly horrible is happening. Great-grandmother Jiko felt like that when she learned that her only son was going to be killed in the war. I know, because I told her about the fish in my stomach, and she said she knew exactly what I was talking about and that she had a fish too for many years. In fact, she said she had lots of fishes. Some that were small like sardines, some that were medium-sized like carp, and other ones that were as big as a bluefin tuna. But the biggest fish of all belonged to Haruki number one, and it was more like the size of a whale. She said that after she became a nun and renounced the world, she learned how to open up her heart so that the whale could swim away. And I love this image as a way of experiencing grief or coping with grief. She opened up her heart so that the whale could swim away. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.